So you've lived in this area for a while.
Yeah, we had a nice house on Route 9, just about a mile up.
Mm-hmm.
And business.
Mm-hmm.
Little store and, you know, that sort of thing. Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went on to school to London. And then we came back here. Been here ever since.
Yes.
You know, typical 60s college, you know, all over the place. You know how it is.
What was your? What did you study in college? All the kinds of stuff, or
oh, pre-med, general studies, pre-med, and a theater, sociology, you know, that sort of stuff. I was invited to med school, and I was invited on with the drama education, but one thing after another, you know, primarily the money,
mm-hmm.
and I went to other pursuits. I just, you know, had to grab a job and work. You know, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, station attendant. What do you think of that?
Well, I bet you saw a lot of people, huh? A lot of different people.
Yeah, saw a lot of people.
So what happened after that?
Then I retired. In 2000, I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky enough to have Social Security earlier because of a slight disability, a few years. It's not that I'm broke. I've got a lot of money. I can't get it.
Mm. Why?
I got a corruption thing going. There's a bunch of guys ripped me off, and I can't quite get the money.
Hmm.
Believe it. It's true.
Man, I'm gonna get the money.
I have judgment to get canceled checks. I can't even get canceled checks to prove that it's my money.
Hmm.
Total block. Bank block, insurance block, and attorneys block. Can't get into court. Oh, it's a mess.
Oh, man.
You know, it's one of those things, you know.
Yeah, that is stressful, too.
So be careful.
Yeah.
Tough times.
Oh, man.
People are grabbing like crazy, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same story, man. You know, you get knocked down in the third round, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And I've got 400 in the Social Security. I've got to pick up 400. Yes. That'll give me about $15 a day.
Yeah.
You know, most people are all right. But they got to make a living, you know. And it's so tight, people have it tough. But then every once in a while, you know. Oh, well, that's always the way, you know, always. But I'm learning. You learn every day anyway.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to tell people that, you know, like, that just see you and they just see the outside and not know your story?
Not the inside. Well, you're not supposed to show them the inside. It's supposed to be business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Objective business. Well, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story, you know.
Mm-hmm.